Okay, picture this. You send a text that says, and I quote, cool, with the thumbs up emoji. And then nothing. 4 hours. 4 hours. I refreshed that chat like it was my bank account on payday.
Excuse me, what? 4 hours for cool thumb? Casper, you basically sent the emotional equivalent of plain toast. What reaction were you expecting? A standing ovation?
Statistically, a cool thumbs up should receive exactly zero follow-up energy. You got the correct result. I don't see the problem.
No way! Because then I start spiraling, right? I'm like, did they hate it? Did I offend them? Did my thumbs up ruin my entire social life? This made me laugh and also emotionally sweat.
Welcome back to Laugh Vibes Daily, where texting is not just communication, it's a full-time emotional job.
And a job that could be much easier if people simply answered the actual question they were asked.
Let's keep it fun today, because we are officially entering the Texting Olympics. Events include overthinking, left-on-read gymnastics, and the 100-meter dash to delete a message before they see it.
Plus, my personal favorite, the typing, 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 and then nothing, emotional marathon. Why are you like this, people?
Today's event is sponsored by... I rewrote that text 12 times and still sent, lol, okay.
Okay, wait, what? Because that's literally me. Let me tell you about the worst overthinking text moment I've had recently.
Hold on, let me laugh first. Okay, go. Confess, we're all friends here, and also slightly nosy.
All right, hear me out. So my friend texts me, hey, wanna hang out this weekend? Simple, normal, human question. I open the chat and instantly my brain goes into presentation mode like I'm pitching a movie.
You turned yes or no into a full trilogy, didn't you?
Absolutely. Draft one. Yeah, I'd love to. I've actually been meaning to catch up. Saturday could work, but Sunday might be better. What were you thinking? Too desperate. Deleted.
That sounded like you were applying for the position of Friend of the Year. I'm not buying that.
Draft 2. This weekend could be chill. I'm free. We should do something fun. Too vague. Deleted. Draft 3. Full panic. I write a whole paragraph explaining my schedule, my sleep pattern, my emotional state, plus 3 possible meetup locations. Deleted. Immediately.
So instead of responding like a functioning human, you chose chaos.
Exactly. After 10 minutes of rewriting, overanalyzing every word like it's a legal document, I finally send, lol, okay.
Nope, nope. Casper, don't start. You went from desperate novel to lol, okay? That is emotional whiplash. That is texting whiplash.
Lol, okay, is a top-tier non-answer. It communicates fear, confusion, and mild regret in just 2 words. Impressive efficiency.
And then, of course, I stare at the screen. You know that moment? You send it, and suddenly the typing indicator shows up, disappears, shows up again, disappears.
That little typing bubble is basically my heart monitor. If it vanishes, I'm flatlining. Like, well, I had a good run. Time to move to a new city.
Fun fact, sometimes people just think or get distracted. Shocking, I know.
4 minutes later, they finally respond, cool, thumbs up. And that's it. That's the whole conversation. I rewrote my soul for cool thumbs up.
This is chaos, and I love it. But also, we've all been there. You send something normal, and then your brain acts like you just filed taxes wrong.
For anyone listening who does this, you are not alone. You are simply performing at an Olympic level of overthinking. Gold medal, honestly.
All right, Casper, calm down. Let's move into the event I think everyone secretly trains for, texting disasters. Clean disasters, but still disasters.
Oh, the wrong group chat nightmare. I still get secondhand stress thinking about this. Please tell me you've done it.
Of course I have. So, I'm in this family group chat, right? Very wholesome, recipes, cute pictures, random good morning messages at 6 a.m. I open it, and I mean to reply, these are my people. I love this group.
That already sounds suspiciously sentimental for you.
But at the same time, another friend sends a meme in a different chat, and I'm about to send, this group is absolutely unhinged. I live for this chaos. You see where this is going?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. I can feel the wrong chat energy coming.
My brain glitches, my fingers betray me, and I send, this group is absolutely unhinged. I live for this chaos, directly into the family chat.
To be fair, most family chats are absolutely unhinged. That's just data.
What did they say? Did your mom reply with a casserole recipe and emotional concern?
My aunt just goes, same. And then my grandma sends 10 heart emojis and a random picture of a cat. So apparently, they know.
Cat picture is the universal sign of forgiveness. You survived.
My favorite texting disaster is voice notes gone wrong. You know when you try to send a quick message and somehow you record your entire breathing, 3 door creaks, and a random cough from someone in the background?
Yes! You open it like, hey, so I was thinking, and the rest of the note is just you walking around your apartment like a lost ghost, just footsteps and keys jingling.
And then you feel obligated to listen to the whole thing back to see if you accidentally confessed to a crime or something, even though you know you were just making tea.
One time, I sent a voice note, and at the end, you just hear me say, "Why am I like this?" in the faint distance. And honestly, that was the most accurate part.
Okay, speaking of betrayal, autocorrect, the silent villain of texting.
Autocorrect is just your phone confidently being wrong. Interesting, but wrong.
I once tried to type, on my way, almost there, and my phone sent, on my way, almost threat.
No way! Imagine receiving that! You invite someone to coffee and they respond, almost threat. I would lock my door.
I tried to write, let's meet soon, and my phone suggested, let's melt spoon. I sent it by accident. Nobody has trusted me since.
Honestly, I'd trust someone less if they didn't have at least one unhinged autocorrect story. It's a modern rite of passage.
All right, let's get scientific with it. Arthur, I feel like you secretly have a spreadsheet where you rank texting behaviors.
Of course. Welcome to Arthur's official texting behavior rankings. Totally unbiased. Completely correct.
Oh, this is gonna hurt some feelings. I'm ready.
Number one, instant repliers. You text them and they respond within 30 seconds with a full sentence, correct punctuation, and the relevant answer.
Those people scare me, and I admire them deeply.
They are S-tier, but also slightly suspicious. Do you have notifications on? Are you okay?
I imagine them just sitting with their phone like it's a customer service desk. Thank you for texting. Your message is very important to us.
Category 2, the slow ghosts. They reply in 3 to 5 business days. But when they do, it's like nothing happened. No apology, no context, just haha, yeah.
I feel personally attacked. Sometimes I see a message, answer it in my head, and then my thumbs just forget to participate for 4 days.
Same. I'll open a text, think, I'll reply when I'm less tired, and then suddenly it's next year and they're engaged.
You are both in mid-tier. Not the worst, not the best. Emotionally confusing, but survivable. Category 3, paragraph senders. They text like they're writing a mini-episode. Full story, 3 plot twists, emotional conclusion, sometimes a moral at the end.
Okay, but sometimes you need the context. You can't just say, I'm upset, and not give me the 47 screenshots and full timeline.
I am absolutely a paragraph sender. If you get a long text incoming, just make a snack. You'll be there a while.
Funny senders are high effort, which is nice. But if you reply with lol to a paragraph, you should be banned from texting for 24 hours. That's incorrect.
Okay, hear me out. Worst type of texter, people who reply instantly but never answer the actual question.
Yes, you ask, what time are we meeting? And they respond, oh my God, today has been so crazy. That's nice, but am I supposed to show up at noon or midnight?
They are chaos tier. You send, do you want pizza or tacos? And they say, I had a dream about dolphins.
All right, since we're clearly experts now, I think we need to create some official texting rules. Completely ridiculous, but also kinda true.
Rule number 1. If someone sends you a meme, you have exactly 24 hours to respond with at least one lol, one emoji, or a slightly aggressive, I hate you for this. Silence is illegal.
Rule 2. If you say, I'll reply in a sec, and it's been more than 3 days, you must legally send a follow-up that says, sorry, I time-traveled.
Rule 3. If you send ha-ha, and they respond with ha-ha, you are now in a laughter war. You cannot downgrade to ha after that. That's emotional retreat.
Rule 4. If you see typing and then nothing, you are allowed exactly one dramatic overreaction in your head. Just one. After that, drink water and move on.
Rule 5. Double texting is allowed. Triple texting is allowed. But if you hit 4 texts in a row with no reply, you must add, "Anyway, this is now a podcast."
This is too funny to be real, because I have genuinely turned a text into a solo podcast in someone's DMs.
Rule 6. If autocorrect ruins your life, you must send a screenshot to at least one friend so they can suffer. Laugh with you.
Funny, group suffering builds community. That's science.
Okay, as we wrap this little texting Olympics, here's the cozy reminder part. Being left on scene does not automatically mean you're hated.
Yeah, most of the time it just means the other person opened it in the grocery store, got distracted by bananas, and forgot they existed as a human for a second.
Or they replied in their head, which is basically the national sport at this point.
So if your texts are a little messy, a little overthought, a little lol okay when you meant a whole paragraph, honestly, that just means your social life is probably fun.
And you're definitely not the only one lying awake at 1 a.m. thinking, should I have added an extra emoji?
The answer is maybe. But also, it's fine, truly.
Before we go, we want to turn this into a little community chaos moment.
Screenshot your funniest, harmless autocorrect fail or that one message you overthought way too hard. Hide the names, keep it friendly, and post it on social media.
Tag the show so we can see it, laugh with you, and maybe feel slightly better about our own texting disasters.
We might even read a few of our favorites in a future episode. Anonymously, of course. We're not here to ruin group chats, just to enjoy them.
All right. This is chaos, and I love it. Thanks for hanging out with us in the Texting Olympics today.
Remember, seen doesn't mean disliked. Autocorrect is the enemy, and LOL okay is a valid emotional response.
Stay silly, stay happy. We'll see you in the next chaos.